Vita, vita, dulcino, et spes You were just listening to a complete performance of the Marianne Vespers by Swiss composer Johann Melchior Glettle, who lived from 1626 until 1683. You heard various vocal soloists along with the ensemble Il Desiderio and the vocal ensemble Collegium Vocale Lenzburg. Thomas Baldinger was the conductor. Once again, you were listening to the Marianne Vespers of Swiss composer Johann Melchior Glettle. You were just listening to selections from the Christmas Cantata of Italian composer Alessandro Stradella, who lived from 1644 until 1682. The music was performed by members of Capriccio Basel. We are going to move on now to a motet of Raffaella Alleotti, one of the nuns from the early Baroque. She lived from 1575 until around 1646. We hear her Angelus ad Pastores as performed by Capella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. Music of Raffaella Alleotti. That was a motet, Angelus ad Pastores, of Raffaella Alleotti, one of the nuns from the early Baroque. She lived from 1575 until around 1646. Candace Smith conducted members of Capella Artemisia in that performance, a Tactus compact disc. Later this hour, we will be listening to some 15th century Spanish music. For now, though, we go to a work of German composer Heinrich Schütz, who lived from 1585 until 1672 and was Kapellmeister of the Dresden court for nearly half a century. We listen now to his setting of Psalm 150, Alleluia, lobet den Herren, Alleluia, praise God in his sanctuary. We hear the choir and orchestra of the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Paul Goodwin. Once again, music of Heinrich Schütz.
Lobet ihn, lobet ihn, lobet ihn.
Music of German composer Heinrich Schütz, who lived from 1585 until 1672. And that was his setting of Psalm 150, Alleluia, Lobet den Herren, as performed by the choir and orchestra of the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Paul Goodwin. And this is Classical Discoveries with Marvin Rosen, and I will be back in seconds with some anonymous music from 15th century Spain, so stay tuned. We are going to listen now to music from 15th century Spain as we actually continue a classical discoveries tradition. Since I began doing an early music Christmas show 14 years ago, I have always programmed one of the Sevillas as conducted by the early music specialist, Jordi Savai. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took shape at the very beginnings of our civilization, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who were able to foresee future events and who possessed prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. It is not then very surprising that the early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ, for the last judgment, and the end of the world. There remains the question of the liturgical period in which the presentation of the Sibyl chant should be situated. Traditionally linked to feasts of Christmas, it was in some places, notably in Barcelona, also performed during Holy Week, particularly on the night of Good Friday. We are going to listen now to Sibylla Catalana from the 15th century, as performed by the late Montserrat Figueras, who sings the role of Sibyl. She is joined by La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. We listen now to some incredible anonymous music from 15th century Spain.
Let's go.